Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Toward the end of his public ministry, Jesus is beginning to tell a lot of parables about being vigilant, about being ready to meet God, because you do not know the day nor the hour when he will come to earth on the last day, or that you will go to him on your last day. Now, one of these parables about being vigilant is the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. You probably remember it. There are 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom to come and let them into the wedding feast. Now, 5 of these virgins are foolish and 5 wise. The wise ones have extra oil to keep their lamps burning as long as need be. The foolish ones have very little oil. It gets late, the groom still hasn't come, and the 10 virgins fall asleep. Then they hear the call. Here he is, the groom is coming. They all wake up, and the foolish virgins see that their lamps are going out. They can't enter the feast in darkness. They ask their companions to share their oil, but the wise virgins say, "No, there may not be enough for both of us. You'll have to go and buy some somewhere else." And while the foolish virgins are out looking for oil, the groom comes. He leads the wedding party into the feast, and the foolish virgins are locked out of the celebration. And Jesus ends the parable with, "Watch, therefore, for you do not know the day or the hour." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the first question about this parable is this: what is the oil? What does the oil stand for? What is the oil that keeps your lamp burning, that allows you to enter the wedding feast, that keeps you from being locked out of the heavenly banquet? The traditional answer is pretty unanimous. The oil represents charity. It represents love, the love of God, the love of neighbor, loving one another as Christ has loved us. That's your ticket into heaven. That's what qualifies you to spend eternity with the bridegroom who is love incarnate. So what are we doing to build up our store of oil, of love? And we acquire oil by doing acts of love, acts of charity. So do we do a lot of that? Do we have plenty of oil or not much? Are we living wisely or foolishly? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In this parable, all the virgins fall asleep, both the wise and the foolish. Now, St. Augustine points out, the scriptures sometimes speak of death as sleep, and everyone dies, the wise and the foolish, the holy and the unrighteous. And when you've closed your eyes in the sleep of death, that's the signal. Because when you've closed your eyes in the sleep of death, you'll wake up to someone crying out, "Behold, the bridegroom is here." And those who have filled their lamps with the oil of charity, of good works, they will run joyfully to meet him. And those who haven't, they'll run away into the darkness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But why can't the wise virgins share their oil with the foolish ones? Why can't holy people share enough of their merits that even completely ungodly, uncharitable people can get into heaven? Well, the answer is that even though we're all connected, the fact remains that each of us has our own unique faculty of the will. And what that means is that each of us has to choose our own destiny. No one can make that final decision for us. Rudyard Kipling has a poem about a man named Tomlinson who dies and comes to the gates of heaven and meets St. Peter. Tomlinson wishes he could phone a friend to get him into heaven, but Peter tells him that's not how it works. And Peter says, "For that you strove in neighbor love, it shall be written fair. But now ye wait at heaven's gate and not in Berkeley Square. Though we called your friend from his bed, this night he could not speak for you, for the race is run by one, and never by 2 and 2. Oh, none may reach by hired speech of neighbor, priest, and kin, through borrowed deed to God's good meed that lies so far within." Again, the point is, it is our decisions that will ultimately shape our character, and it is our character that will ultimately determine whether we get into heaven. Other people can help, but at the end of the day, the oil can't be transferred. If we choose love, we become good, and we will be saved. If we don't, well, then no one can do it for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now is the time to grow in love. Now is the time to acquire the oil of salvation. After we fall asleep in death, it will be too late. And we acquire oil through acts of love by serving God and others. We serve God through the liturgy. The word liturgy means service. So are we frequenting the sacraments? Sunday Mass for sure, but would you consider loving and serving God at daily Mass? And are we being faithful to daily mental prayer to make sure our Mass and our confession bear the fruit that it could? And are we doing real acts of charity to those God has placed in our lives? If we love our spouse, our kids, our elderly parents, and our co-workers, then we will do this. Think of what they need and take action to give them what they need before they have to ask you. We can become so wrapped up in ourselves that we're not aware of the needs and good desires of the people around us. And the sad result is that they don't experience or feel cared for. Then they have to live independently and take care of themselves, and this leaves everyone isolated and lonely. Instead, anticipate what the good desires and needs of the people in your life are, and then take action. Then they'll feel cared for, and you will have fantastic relationships. But you might say, "But they never think of me. Who will take care of me?" And you might struggle with resentment. And to this, John of the Cross says, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will draw out love." We only have a little time left to get the oil, and who knows how much oil will be enough. Which of these acts of charity should you increase? Whom should you be serving more? Because that will determine whether we make it to the wedding feast or not. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on with that meditation, Teresa?
I wish there was a line I could remember now. There was one that really caught me off guard. You saying, if we'll have enough oil. Because it's not just about, are you already prepared? But are you confident that you'll have enough just in case? As in, it's hard to know the exact standard here on Earth. But we try to cut it a little short. Like, I've done enough. I have one container's worth of oil. And that's probably enough. I might not run out. I'll just risk that versus thinking, I'm just going to keep stocking up oil because I don't know how long the wait will be or how far the journey or how much I'll need. But all I know is that I want to get to the feast. And yeah, that's what's most important to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the fact is that we're heading toward transforming union with God, and God is love. So we get to the feast, the goal, heaven, when we're transformed in love.
Mm-hmm.
Am I transformed in love? Hardly. I am so far from being transformed in love, it is almost unimaginable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how much more oil do I need? An ocean full.
You just need all of it.
Now, that doesn't mean, do I think that if I die now, I'm going to hell? Certainly not. That means I know that I would go to purgatory where I would be transformed in love.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, and with the at the end of the parable, Jesus says, watch therefore, you do not know the day or the hour. This is a call to conversion, a conversion to love.
Mm-hmm.
I was reflecting earlier today that you and I just came back from Medjugorje.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart of why Mary is reported to be appearing there, the heart of the message is conversion. And yes, it's a conversion from unbelief to belief, but it's even more a conversion from a lack of love to love. And so the key question for all of us is, in what way do we need to convert in love?
I'm just thinking about that now.
Every one of us has to convert to become more fully love. And it's not about at what line do I have to get to, because we have to be completely transformed in love before we can enter union with God in heaven.
It's not so much about the amount of oil, but having had the desire.
Now you've just hit on it. Because the number one reason why I don't love is because I run into all kinds of situations where I just don't want to.
Yeah.
And it's because I don't have enough desire for God. If I had a greater desire for God, then every instance I ran into, or every opportunity I had to love, I would realize it's an opportunity to love Him, and I would just love. But I want what I want more than I want God. So when I hit those opportunities, I say no. Because I want something different.
Yeah, in a way we kind of want to. We're like, hey, I'll do this one more thing to meet my quota, but I'm stopping after that. And that's completely missed the point.
Or what I'll do is I'll say, I will do this act of love if I get what I want in return.
Yeah, which completely defeats the purpose.
So I have a lot of need for conversion. And one of the biggest areas where I don't want what God wants is in the midst of suffering. Because in the midst of suffering, I don't really care about union with God or what He wants. I just want the suffering to end, period.
Yeah, yep. It's the number one thing I pray for. Which is unfortunately missing the message.
And what we need is a greater hope, which is a greater desire for God. But hope is an infused virtue, which means it has to be given. So all we can do is ask God, give us a greater desire for You so that we will love when we don't want to. Jesus, give us a greater desire for You so that we will love when we don't want to. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.